Everyone loves to talk about how the father of Jeffrey Epstein's handler attempted to take control of the production of American school textbooks. But that was in 1989, and what we should be talking about is what's going on today. Well, this is Pollyanna. It's the K-12 racial literacy curriculum. And look how many schools are using this to one degree or another. New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, California, New Jersey, Missouri, Kentucky, Illinois, Maryland, North Carolina, Washington, Hawaii, Rhode Island, Illinois, Maryland, PA, all over the country. And I first heard about this over the weekend when a mother told me that a child came home and apologized for being born Caucasian. And obviously she was mortified. But just look at this curriculum. Grade 8, racism as the primary institution of the US. Understanding racism, how it manifests across individual and societal levels. Creating action plans to further racial and social justice. The creation and reinforcement of a white privilege. Grade 6, the historical construction of race and current racial identities. Grade 5, how immigration shaped the racial and cultural landscape of the United States. Grade 3, stories of activism. A celebration of skin colors. In kindergarten. But this is the type of curriculum being implemented in public schools all across America. And it's not just public schools. It's even so-called elite private schools. And every parent in America should think long and hard about who they're allowing to teach their children and what they're allowing them to teach them. Which is why there are now millions of families homeschooling in America. Check out my private homeschool community. The new semester starts January 5th. And Cubs to Bears, books. ClassicalLearner.com.